It is Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT, and back in. It's been, what, about 15 days? Well, about 13 days, 14 days since I was here with coronavirus kicking in. Boy, I tell you, it'll beat you down. The fatigue with coronavirus is, for me anyway, was the biggest thing that just continues to bother me. And joining us now to talk a little bit more about what else goes on when you get coronavirus, Dr. Do-Yun Cho, thank you so much for being with me, Doctor.
Yes, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. You know, I think I had probably mild to moderate symptoms through the entire run when I had COVID, but I still don't have taste or smell back yet, and it's been gone for probably 5-6 days now. And I was talking to some folks that have had it. Both my kids and their spouses had it. You know, it varies, I guess, right, from patient to patient on how long that stays.
Right. So studies show that there's all over the place regarding the subjective symptom of smell loss. Some studies say they're 5%, and some studies say it's 86%. So it's like all over the place. But probably, I would guess, maybe about 75 to 80% of patients, they develop some type of like smell loss and taste loss. Mm-hmm. And usually we think that like 50% become almost normal, their recovery is in about 5 to 6 weeks. And some people
five to 6 weeks on the smell and taste? Are you telling me I could be down with no smell or taste for a couple of more weeks?
That was the general statistics, which means that a lot of studies show that a lot of people feel the differences in 2 weeks. If you give all the patients and actually there's any differences, that actually they studies about it, and they think that about 5-6 weeks, about 50%, which is a normal smell, so like normal went back to the normal after their testing, and they think that about like 60, about two-thirds of patients come back to almost normal about like 7 to 8 weeks.
Now, what's going on here? Why does it affect physically what takes place when you lose your sense of smell and taste?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So because the virus attacking one of the smelling cells, they really doesn't like targeting the smell nerve. We call it the olfactory nerve, but actually they actually targeted one of the cells right next to the olfactory nerve called the supporting cells. So that's why you're actually having problems. So there's a lot of inflammations there. And then once the viruses get cleared, until the supporting cell, they actually get back to their own function, that you probably won't have smell. Everybody's a little bit different. That's why that's why they have a smell loss. And if you lose your smell, then you also cannot have a taste. That's right. Kind of like they actually go along with it. Yes.
So that's exactly what's happened to me. I mean, I sprayed Judy's perfume on my hand just to see if I could and smelled it right after I sprayed, and I got zero. And then yesterday, Judy made some coffee, and all of a sudden I turned around, I'm like, whoa, I just smelled coffee. And then I get up this morning and I'm back to nothing. So and with this, obviously there's some sinus congestion. You know, Judy's going through this right now. We think she's got COVID, by the way, but anyway, so it's sinus stuffiness and it's like allergy season all over for me. How do we train, or what can I do or anybody do to kind of get I jumpstart my smell and taste again.
Right. That's a good question. First of all, I would just ask you to buy the four different type of essential oils. That which means that you actually do training your smells every day. This is like there's no harm for that. That's why everybody can do exactly what you did for coffee or perfumes. You can buy any type, but I would recommend four different types of the essential oils. It could be lemon, cloves, eucalyptus, and fruity kind of smell.
Rose.
And you probably lemon, cloves, and also eucalyptus, and some type of fruity kind of smells, and then rose. And then you just smell it once a day. I mean, twice a day, once in the morning, at least once a day, but I recommend twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. You just open an essential oil bottle and just smell for about like 10 or 50 seconds. And that actually helps with training yourself for about the smell. So sometimes I just carry this essential oils with me and then I just smell it. every day, just make sure that I don't.
What about smelling salts or these ammonia capsules? Will that jump you up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's something different function of the different type of nerve can also govern that. So it doesn't always mean that if you can smell the, like, right, what we call the noxious smell, doesn't only mean that actually your smell is coming
don't
back.
Don't do that. No, don't buy these ammonia capsules. That's not going to help.
Or like garbage or like trash, those kind of burning smells. Those are smells a little bit different than what you actually can smell from your
food. All right, now these essential oils, let me ask you about these essential oils. You know, you talk about eucalyptus mm-hmm. and lemon. You know, those are types of things that you would also put in your tea when you're sick, right? These essential oils, they're not to be ingested, correct?
No. You just smell it. I just turn, okay. Just open the bottle and just smell for 10 to 15 seconds and close it. And that's probably the most easiest way of doing it. You probably can do it like four things within a minute. I don't think it probably takes any time or anything
like
that.
You got to get each one of these in. You get the rose, the eucalyptus, the clove, and the lemon. 10 seconds on each one of those scents twice a day, mm-hmm. and it should start to work back. Well, Doc, I'm up against the clock. I've got to run. I appreciate you this morning. I'm going to try this, and then we'll have you back in a week or so after Thanksgiving and see how we're doing on this. But thank you so much for the update on that. Once again, rose, eucalyptus, clove, and lemon, essential oils. Start smelling them. All right, 6:59, Alabama's morning news, traffic and weather together coming up top of the hour news as well. Just about 3 minutes. Stay with us.